In our life, there is a single color, as on an artist's palette, which provides the meaning of life and art. It is the color of love. Russian-French artist Marc Chagall. And there are an infinite number of stories which, aside from the particular shade of the love color, affirm this to be true. Two hearts discover each other through the vagaries of time and circumstance. Others seem to have been predetermined to connect from birth. Even tragedy has a hand in providing a black gesso-covered canvas, the backdrop for bright splashes of love color. For example, who was this Saint Valentine, bringer of hearts and love and romance? Well, as best we can glean from history, during the reign of Emperor Claudius the Cruel, around the year 278 AD, a ban on all engagements and marriages was imposed on the people of Rome. Claudius maintained that attachments to wives and families weakened the Roman army, and thus jeopardized his thirst for the many bloody campaigns he waged. But one man, a holy priest by the name of Valentine, defied Claudius and secretly married young lovers. Not secretly enough, for Valentine was caught, tortured, and imprisoned for performing these forbidden ceremonies. A three-part execution of beating, stoning, and decapitation was carried out on February 14th. Legend has it that Valentine had befriended the jailer's daughter and left her a farewell note and signed it, "From your Valentine." This martyr of love, Valentine, was made a saint after his death, and in 496 AD, Pope Gelasius declared that February 14th be celebrated as Saint Valentine's Day. Remember your first encounter with that strange but wonderful tickle in your heart? Nothing you'd ever felt before. What was it that caught your attention? Was it her laugh, the color of his eyes? Maybe something intangible or mysterious that just was. This color of love story takes us back to a time that recalls that special feeling, and for some of us, that special pain. We call it the card. Oh, one last thing. You may notice something odd about the children's voices. I'll explain later. Enjoy.
Okay, children, quiet, please. I used the magic word, please. Thank you, class.
You're welcome, Miss Gardner.
Very good. Now, we've been talking about a special celebration for a few days, and that's tomorrow. Marcy, what's it called?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine. Not time. Tine. Say it.
Valentine's Day.
We'll work on that. Thank you, Marcy. A Valentine's Day is when we exchange cards with our classmates to let them know we like them. We like them as friends. Simple as that. Isn't it wonderful that we can celebrate a day of friendship?
Yes.
Okay. Now, don't forget to get your card signed and in envelopes tomorrow. We might even celebrate with cupcakes and punch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we love
Right.
All right, kids, single file. We'll see you tomorrow. Valentine's Day.
Hey, Marcy.
Hey, Dave.
Why don't you say Valentine's?
I know it bothers Miss Gardner. It's what I do.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Promise not to tell anybody?
Okay.
I mean it.
I said okay, because we're friends, right?
Well, yeah.
Well?
You know Sally? She sits near the window.
Duh.
You think she likes me?
I don't know. You mean like a friend like you and me?
Not really.
Oh, you mean like kissy face?
Ooh, don't be gross. It's just...
Just that you think about it when she's not around.
Well?
And it makes you all smiley and funny inside?
Kinda.
My mom calls it puppy love.
Puppy love?
Silly, huh?
Yeah, silly.
Well, I have an idea.
Okay.
Why don't you make a special Valentine and give it to her tomorrow?
I don't want her to see me give it to her.
Oh, Dave, you're such a child. Miss Garner has a mailbag and she's gonna hand them out.
Oh, should I sign my name?
Of course. You can be so frustrating.
What's frustrating?
Frustrating. Look it up in the dictionary. Your picture will be right next to it.
What?
I'll see you tomorrow. You're such a boy, Dave.
But I am a boy.
So, did you all have a nice lunch? Well, as you know, today is Valentine's Day. But I guess it's too soon to have a party, right? No. Aren't you full from lunch?
We want cupcakes.
Okay, children, you win. Books away. So, while you were at lunch, I gathered your cards and sorted them. If you look inside your desks, you'll find them. Enjoy!
Well, did you make a card for Sally?
Shh. Yes.
Ooh. Dave likes Sally. Dave likes Sally.
Stop that, please.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What?
She's opening it now.
Well, what's she doing?
She's reading it. Oh, my God. I can't look.
I can. Oh, gosh.
What?
Look,
She's sticking her tongue out at the card.
What did you write?
Well, nothing. I mean, what my brother told me to write.
Oh, gosh, your brother Eddie, are you crazy?
I thought it was nice.
Well, what does it say?
I like the way you smell.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
No, you shouldn't.
Dave.
What?
Look, I made you a card, a special one.
Me?
Yeah, open it.
I don't get it. Puppy with a heart in its mouth?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, puppy, heart. Marcy, you?
It's what I do. Happy Valentine's Day.
You probably noticed how these youngsters sounded, well, let's say somewhat more mature. Our skin may give away our years, but our hearts will never forget that first aching, mind-blowing, and historic first love. As the poet Atticus writes, "The beautiful thing about young love is the truth in our hearts that it will last forever." A shout out to my first Valentine, Wendy, wherever she is. I'm your host, Dave Corey. The card starred Vanessa McCaffrey as Miss Gardner, Ellen Walker as Marcy, and Robert Lyle as Dave. Thanks for listening to tonight's Color of Love, brought to you by the Miami Radio Players.